Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
From Autosport.com and Autosport Magazine, I'm Steve Licorice, and this is the Autosport Podcast. Today marks International Women's Day, and we're bringing you a special edition of the podcast, looking at the attempts to encourage more women into the sport here in the UK. Now, governing body Motorsport UK has been at the forefront of this, having launched a number of initiatives in recent years, all of which are designed to help boost female participation. And this is an area in which the organisation is attempting to be a global leader. So, to hear more about Motorsport UK's efforts, we're joined by Jess Runicles, who is the organisation's Head of Sustainability, and she also looks after the important areas of equality, diversity and inclusion. Now, she's able to give some insight into the schemes Motorsport UK has put in place and the impact they're having so far. And to start off with, we also talked about what it's like working for an organisation that's so committed to encouraging more women to take part in the sport. At the moment, there's obviously clearly been a lot of work that Motorsport UK has been doing in terms of trying to encourage more female drivers, female volunteers, female officials, with various different initiatives currently in place. So how, from your perspective, how encouraging is it to see all of these different schemes that are underway, and what's it like to be a part of all of that?
Yeah, it's really good. And I think when I joined Motorsport UK, I did kind of ask questions at interview of, like, if you're employing someone to look after both sustainability and EDI, including women in motorsport, can you reassure me that this isn't just a position that is there to say we've got one, as opposed, like, that this person will have actually freedom to activate things? And I think that's probably, and they reassured me that yes, like, there is, like, kind of backing behind this and there's senior support, which I think just shows, like, the improvements that have been done have not just been down to me, it's down to lots of people, both in Motorsport UK, but also in the wider community, being able to kind of put these initiatives in place. And all I get to do is put them in one place and make sure that everyone, like, link people up so that everyone's supporting everyone else. So it's really great to be a part of it, but I wouldn't say it's just down to us. I think there's lots of people, there's lots of people making an effort to make sure the sport is more diverse and inclusive.
Absolutely, and we'll talk about some of the different initiatives in a minute. And I guess one of them, and some of these are in terms of on-track schemes, yeah. Some of them are off-track, sort of opening up the sport in terms of the wide range of different roles that there are out there. And I guess Girls on Track is a really good example of that, in terms of it's got some really great people involved, different companies, Formula One teams, mm-hmm. all sorts of different people. So talk me through that project and what it's all about and the impact that it's already having.
Yeah, Girls on Track is amazing, and the woman running it, Jenny Fletcher, is kind of the brains behind it. But it's been going for nearly 10 years. So it started as Dare to Be Different, a programme with Susie Wolf. It came into Motorsport UK, I think, about 4 years ago. And ultimately what it is it's in two phases. There's a schools programme. So we go into schools, both primary and secondary, the secondary is a bit newer, and just basically talk to young girls about motorsport and the opportunities available with it. So did you know that people get paid to do these different jobs around the world or around the country? Did you know this existed? So that is largely around just kind of sparking the idea that it's possible and that there's people in the industry that look like them. It is a like there are females in the industry. And then secondly, we have our community, which is now at over 8,000 members. I think we're nearing 9,000 members on the Facebook group now, actually. And that's largely around where that has been sparked, be it either on track or off, that we can support people to find their way to their next step, whether that is finding friends in the like other women or other girls that want, they're interested in motorsport and want to talk about it, if they don't have any friends at school that have the same interests. But it's also around, we run networking events, we run opportunities with different organizations like F1 teams, but also Formula E teams, extreme E teams, touring cars. Like, we're very much national in the supply chain. And that's around kind of, Jenny always talks about inspiring, showcasing and connecting. So the connecting is the network, the showcases, these are the women that are successful. And when we say that, that's all throughout careers. So we profile kind of early careers women and also people that are kind of at the top of their game to show the different progression paths, but also to understand that everyone's journey is so different. And people come into it at different times of their life as well. You don't just get that job when you're kind of leave school for the first time or leave university and you get your dream job. Like, there's lots of squiggly ways into doing it, and just inspiring them as well. So linking them up, and through that we've had amazing opportunities to offer kind of mentoring opportunities, networking opportunities, work experience opportunities, kind of really tangible reasons to get into the sport. But I think our favorite thing is, like, when Jenny's at an event, she'll walk down a paddock or she'll walk into a place and there'll be so many people that come up to her and be like, oh, I got this job through this that I made for Girls on Track or Dare to Be Different. And that's what's really nice, because it's supporting people to be able to help themselves into their careers of choice. So that's probably the nicest thing about it, is that we can see the success stories coming through.
Yeah, that makes it so much more rewarding when you can actually physically see that impact and the difference it's making. Yeah, absolutely. And it's a really good point what you made about, in terms of that starting, that entry route into it. It's great having the ambition to encourage more women to get involved, but unless they know how to go about doing that, you've got to have that sort of support in place, and that network, as you say, is really good at helping to encourage that.
And women across the sport are always really happy to help. Like, this wouldn't happen if people didn't give up their time or their expertise. And when we ran an event at Christmas at the Royal Automobile Club, I think we invited nearly 50 women in the sport to come and network with kind of younger women that wanted to be in the sport. And we were kind of blown away by how many people offered to help. So we actually had a really like 2-to-1 ratio of girls that wanted to get in the sport versus women in the sport. And that, then again, it kind of goes to there's so many people that may have found it hard, or they might not have, but they might have found it hard to get into the sport themselves and are now ready to support people coming in new.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the great thing, isn't it? People can share their experiences, share perhaps things that they would like to do differently if they were to have their time again. Yeah. And they can sort of alert people to those potential sort of curveballs and navigate their way around them. And so obviously Girls on Track is just one of the initiatives. Yes. That's in place. Another one is Discover Your Drive, and that's all about the next generation in a way, isn't it? Starting out in karting. Yes. and getting more female drivers involved by that route. So how would you say that's been working so far in terms of highlighting just how accessible motorsport can be?
So we're in our kind of first official year working with the F1 Academy on this project, so it's still fairly new, and Rosa that runs it kind of leads on that. And the whole kind of premise around it is, if there's some brilliant young women in the sport coming through, but they are still the minority. So if you go to an event, you'll see a few women, a couple of women, or one woman. And DYD is, the whole idea is to change that demographic. So if we widen the funnel at the bottom, then we're more likely to see more women and girls progress through the ranks. So again, it's really about igniting that spark. 8-to-12-year-old girls may have no karting experience, indoor karting, so you don't have to have any of that knowledge or the equipment to get started. And it really just starts with our Discover Your Drive days, is give it a go. They're in half term. have a fun day out, go try karting. And there's some off-track activities as well that support kind of reaction times. From that, the kind of instructors and coaches at Team Sport identify those that show promise, and they're kind of invited into what we call race academies. They'll have 5 sessions in female-only environments where they learn things like racing lines and overtaking and the best part, like the best routes to take. And then they'll be integrated back with the boys to kind of race alongside them in further race academies. And then the aim is to diversify the applicants of the British Indoor Karting Championship. So last year we managed to get 1 DYD girl into the final. We have a bigger ambition this year, but it's like getting them through. So getting competing at those early ages, to finding out that they fall in love with it. Ideally, yes, then we'll introduce people as the program goes on to outdoor karting, probably through arrive and drive, and then through kind of kart ownership, and hopefully see some in the British Karting Championship and internationally. That's the long-term program. But we're also just opening up karting to a whole new kind of range of people. And if they're not spotted for a race academy, maybe they'll come back in future and they've had a good time, or they might want to get involved in some streetcar or some other initiatives. So yeah, it's definitely about finding that talent, but also just the wider effect that will have on introducing people to the sport at a younger age.
Absolutely. No, that's what it's so great. It just opens it up and showcases to people how easy it is to get involved. And you're saying that you've got that support around them to encourage them to take those first steps, and it makes it a lot less daunting in a way.
Yeah, it's in a friendly environment to get started.
Absolutely. And like you say, with it being indoor, there's no huge cost barriers to it, and it all adds up to a really good introduction. And then, as you say, it's exciting to see them where they could progress to from there. And it's when you look at some of the numbers, we're starting to see that sort of steady increase in license holders and marshals, for example, as well, on the volunteering side, and particularly with the RS Club and Motorsport UK's sort of license for some of the more grassroots disciplines. There's been a big increase in terms of the percentage of female drivers that are part of that. So it's really good to see that these initiatives are starting to have that impact and that trickle-down effect into participation more widely. And for example, with British F4, we've got 4 female drivers due to be on the grid this year. That must be really encouraging to see that sort of increase.
Yeah, and I think, again, it's just great to see it actually working, because I talk a lot about impact. So there's lots of things you try and you want to see it working. And if it doesn't work, that's fine, but you shouldn't keep doing the same thing to get the same results. So yeah, in terms of streetcar, I think we're doing a lot in terms of profiling different women that are getting involved. When Claire talks about it, our head of clubs and communities, she's always talking about it's such a family-friendly environment. So encouraging whole families to attend and making sure everyone has got something to do. So yeah, I really like that. And I think throughout March, we'll be profiling different women that are working with their clubs, competing, marshalling, all as part of the streetcar initiative. And then, yeah, the F4 grid, I think we've got 3 drivers announced, and hopefully more to come. And that is just showing that, like, when I talk about we're trying to fill the funnel here, there are some amazing women that are progressing through, and they've obviously had to do that as the minority. But the fact that we're already seeing kind of starting grids get more diverse is amazing, because that is essentially what we want to achieve. The more we have in the beginning, the more we're likely to see people at the kind of higher end of the sports.
Absolutely. And do you think we've sort of reached a point now where the penny has dropped, so to speak, and we have turned a bit of a corner in terms of the motorsport industry more widely, and starting to see more initiatives, more appetite for companies and categories and all the different elements that make up the industry to get more women involved in the sport?
I think there's definitely a lot of conversations happening around gender. And I think that probably comes not just from motorsport, but wider sport. So I think we have to kind of acknowledge the success of the Lionesses and Emma Raducanu. And like, there are incredibly inspirational women in sport that has spurred on the kind of idea that women's sport is amazing and that it's exciting, and the idea that we're kind of a gender neutral sport as well just means that we want to see more women across our sport. So I definitely think kind of the wider ecosystem has progressed massively. I think therefore, like, sponsors are paying more attention to more diverse talent, and they see the value in that. I wouldn't say we've cracked it yet. Like, I'm really positive and hopeful, but I don't, like, until we do have 50-50 starting grids, we'll still keep going. But yeah, I definitely think I see a lot of energy around it. And not, like, I know we've spoken a lot about women, but there's a lot of men in our organisation as well that are really, like, keen to make this happen as well. So just integrating it into the, how people think and how we kind of structure the organisation, making sure that we do have women in our academy, and yeah, people getting excited when they see different names on the lineup. I think that's quite exciting.
Absolutely, definitely. And in terms of, as an organisation, you've already done a huge amount to try and improve the situation. What, in looking ahead to this year specifically, are there any particular areas, any particular ideas that you've got to further sort of accelerate that progress that we've already started to see?
Definitely. And I think so, a lot of the things we've already talked about, like, so we're trying to grow Girls on Track. Discover Your Drive will only get bigger. It's only in its first year. So we do want to see more young girls kind of competing in that national final. We want to do more with women in motorsport. So we're kind of exploring activities with, I think, the British Women Racing Drivers Club around getting women into hill climb. Again, using those same principles that just getting started, some women, not all, but some would prefer a female-only space. That's not to ever say that they would not integrate themselves into the sport, but just giving them that first go. So we definitely want to try a few things. Like, it's not all just about kind of becoming a racing driver as a career, but in, like, the different disciplines, is there different approaches? And then there's some kind of things we want to do with rallying as well. So it's kind of keeping going, but where there is different opportunities, and also amplifying anything that's happening beyond us in the wider motorsport network. So if people want to run initiatives, it's supporting them to, with what we've learned from other initiatives, what works, what doesn't work, the best way to set it up, how to communicate it as well.
Yeah, just to really build on that progress and that momentum. Yeah.
And when people ask me about, like, what is Motorsport UK doing for motorsport, for women in motorsport, I always tell them, but then I'm like, and what are you doing? Because it's not just the governing body that needs to drive this. It needs to be driven by the whole community.
Absolutely. Everyone's got to buy into that shared vision, haven't they, to make it a reality. Because, like you're saying, there's only so much that you as the governing body can do.
Absolutely.
Are there any other sort of particular areas that we haven't yet talked about that you think are important to mention at this stage?
Just going through. I think, we touched on volunteering, but the number of volunteers is going up, which is amazing as well. I just kind of want to make that said. And I think the other element is that making sure that when we talk about women, we're talking about all women. So when I talk about inclusion, there's lots of different ways to be a woman. So there's some amazing initiatives such as Final Track that are supporting disabled women. Again, just to try it out. It's really amazing that some of our most successful drivers are South Asian women as well. So it's great to see some diversity within our license holders beyond the gender. And we also launched our transgender inclusion policy last year as well. So it's kind of making sure that we're making it a safe space for all women.
Yeah, that's so important, isn't it? To make sure everyone and anyone is welcome to be a part of the sport. And like you said earlier, it's a sport where everyone can compete on an equal basis. And it's really important to get that message out there, really, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think that the work that Motorsport UK has been doing on that, as we said before, we can already see the results and the impact that's having. And that's in turn likely to have a bit more of a domino effect and help push the message out even wider. So it's all really encouraging.
Thanks for that. Yeah, I hope so.
And so that brings us to the end of another edition of the Autosport podcast. My thanks go to Jess for her time today. And don't forget to check out autosport.com for all the latest motorsport news. Thanks for listening to the Autosport podcast.
Sports Social Podcast Network.